Outside Egypt, reaction to President Obama's speech today was mostly positive. Many in the Middle East praised Mr. Obama for his respectful tone and his call for a new beginning. We're going to hear a reaction now from a couple of observers who listened to the speech pretty closely today. Shibli Talhami holds the Anwar Sadat Chair for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland. But first we go to Tariq Ramadan. He is a professor of Islamic studies at Oxford University in Britain, and he's got a positive review of Mr. Obama's address in Cairo.
The attitude is new, the wording is new, and the substance of the discourse, even the vision. So I would say, a new beginning was needed. But I really think that the speech, it's not only a speech, and I know that in the Muslim-majority countries, it's going to be taken like that. Oh, it's a speech, wait and see. But still, I think it's more than a speech. It's something which is a new vision, with something which is really not talking about us versus them, and not apologizing, and not also lecturing, but calling all of us to more responsibility and our share of responsibility to change the world together.
And Dr. Talhami, did you see it as opening up possibilities?
No question. I think the president has understood from the beginning that the discourse that we were having, in the past 8 years has been a counterproductive discourse. It framed the issues in the wrong way. You have to start by framing the issues in a new way that would lend itself to a conversation. And I think that people were really listening. People are paying attention. They do like the new discourse of mutual respect and frankness. And it wasn't just discourse. He's already announced he plans to pull out of Iraq and taken steps in that direction. They like that. Iraq is a very important issue in the Arab world, particularly among the Arab public.
When you say he's framing the issues differently, give me one example of how he has differed from some of the politics we've heard from previous administrations.
The word terrorism is not the one that was used. It was militant extremism. That's important because terrorism has become a code word, and a lot of people have read it as just focused on Muslim countries and terrorism in the Muslim countries. We didn't hear much the word Islamic world. While if this was really an address to Muslims and it was understood, there was also an understanding that Islam is not the major factor in the relationship, that religion isn't really the basic issue of difference.
And Tariq Ramadan, did you hear the president talk about rhetoric in a way that would convince you that the politics will be changing?
To talk is to act, and this is the starting point of something which is new. And by the way, this speech is not only targeted towards the Muslims. It's also very important that he's talking about the American audience, about teaching and about learning more about Islam and getting to more education here and there at the same time.
Let me stop you there. What was it that you heard that you were thinking to yourself, boy, I hope America is listening to this?
He started from very personal story to universal principle when he said, I was in Indonesia and I saw that Islam is an open religion and there is tolerance there. And saying at the same time, in the same discourse, look, Americans should and Westerners should know more about Islam. It's a rich civilization. And he's also not speaking about ideal values. He's able to say we have to be self-critical by saying we didn't always meet the standard of values. And he spoke about Guantanamo. He spoke about torture. It's also for the Muslims around the world, the American Muslims, the Western Muslims, to be able to say this critical discourse is ours and we are all on the same side against anything which has to do with violent extremism. But at the same time, consistency is the beginning of dialogue with frankness.
Shibli Talhami, and this is a question I actually have for both of you, but Shibli first, as you noted, this was not a theological speech, but the president did, in fact, address Islam and some of the tenets of Islam. He spoke about human rights. He spoke about women's rights, meaning spoke about them being breached. He spoke about other issues that some may take as being critical of Islam. And I just wonder if you believe that the president came off as trying to change the relationship between the West and the Islamic world or changing Islam itself.
No, I don't think he was trying to change Islam itself. And actually, one of the things that came across in the tone and the way the administration has been proceeding in talking to the Arab and Muslim countries is not to sound like they're lecturing. And I think he wasn't. I mean, that's the tone of mutual respect, where even when he was talking about a Quranic verse, He would talk about it as if it was something that meant something to him or that he related to. He wasn't talking about it in terms of winning a theological conversation or debate with some other Islamic scholar who would talk about it.
Look, just one thing about the references. The fact that he was quoting the Bible and he was quoting from, you know, the Jewish tradition, the Muslim tradition, and being able to take from every specific tradition something which is a universal message, at the end, this is just embodying the reality of his speech. It's really this which is important. And the thing that it could be going to be interpreted in a way, what he's saying, for example, about, you know, his interpretation of what happened in Afghanistan just after September the 11th and even in Iraq. He's calling for mutual responsibility and shared responsibility in the whole process. But the American role here, of course, could be much more critical about this. But in the Muslim majority countries, the perception and what is going on now in Iraq, they are all waiting for him to do much more in Afghanistan. And even in Pakistan, there are, you know, things that could be said about the American role up to now, which is problematic.
Okay, final point for both of you. Osama bin Laden has made some statements that stand in strong counterpoint to some of the cooperative measures that that President Obama was talking about. Is there an audience still for what Osama bin Laden is saying? Gauge his relevance for us.
There's no question there's still audience for him, and the polls show it. They're a small minority, but an intense minority. But the more we get away from the discourse of confrontation of Islam as if religion is the most important factor in the relationship and more into the specific issues, the human issues, the less power Ibn Laden would have in mobilizing people.
Tariq Ramadan.
Yes, and I completely agree with this. And more than that, on my side, when I listen to what was said about, you know, this discourse and rejecting everything of it, I would say, you know, the new we that I've been talking about for years is really for me to be on the we of the people of dialogue and saying I'm not represented and these people are not representing anything which has to do with my religion. So it's quite important through the universal message that came out of this discourse to put us, Muslims, American Muslims, Western Muslims, together with the Muslim majority countries and the mainstream, to say these voices of rejection and extremism and violence are not accepted, and they are not only non-Islamic, they are against the Islamic message. Of course, there are two or three things that he said, and once again, this discourse and speech was not only for Muslims, it was for all of us, but it's quite interesting that he was mentioning, you know, the headscarf and what implicitly we know had to happen in France. So he's saying you cannot just impose your liberal views on what the people think and believe and practice. So this is something which is quite important in societies where they are more secular than the American society. So still, I think that it's positively received with some questions about even, you know, not used to have a president quoting religious texts. So you have reactions on this and you will have reactions on this, but the substance of the message, it's well received, really.
All right. Thank you both very much. Tariq Ramadan and Shibli Talhami, thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Tariq Ramadan is a professor of Islamic studies at Oxford University. Shibli Talhami holds the Anwar Sadat Chair for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland.